What's up, people? Let's Talk Football podcast again with you to review the World Cup games today. So, you know, today we're going to talk about England versus Belgium game, of course, the big game, and the Poland Japan game, and Colombia Senegal game. First things first, Group J, for first time in the World Cup history, a team has been knocked out due to fair play. You know, sadly enough, Senegal could not make it through the group stages because they had more yellow cards than Japan after finishing on the same point, same goal difference, same goals scored, same goals fought, and even same head-to-head records. You know, first things first, again, I think Senegal was a really good side. They played exciting football. I think they should have done better against Japan, managed to scrape a draw. I think Senegal deserved better. You know, they're a really good side. You know, they have got really good players, Sadio Mane, Sane. You know, they played some good football. They are a very physical side. And I would have loved to see them in the round of 16. But I know we will credit where it's due. Japan played well, you know, beat Colombia in the first game. That was unexpected, you know. Of course, you know, they were helped by early red card for Colombia, but they were really good against them. Beat Colombia, you know. Nice draw against Senegal, not bad. You know, got 4 points in the first two games. I think they could have done better against Poland, but they came with a little defensive mindset, which sort of hampered their play, Japan's play. I think Japan has used their you know, assets to very, really well. We knew that they might struggle in front of goal. They don't have a number 9, but I think they've got really good midfielders. Inui Honda, fantastic. Here's the thing. I think Japan does not go far now. I think that's over. Japan is going to be beaten by Belgium in the round of 16. So I think that's it for Japan, but I think it's a good run. You know, I didn't expect them to go to the round of 16, and I think that's good for them. Next, I would like to talk about Poland. Disappointing from Poland. You know, positive end to the World Cup, but I think I had them going out of the group, but they did not. So yeah, I think they should have done better. Robert Lewandowski was really poor. I mean, yeah, he does not have a supporting cast either, but I think they were really bad. Krzyzewiak, not good. Blaszczykowski, decent. Szczesny, decent. Glick, decent again. They're not impressed. Poland have they? Not much to talk about Poland. I think they tried, didn't succeed. I think they should start from scratch, and I think now their aim must be to qualify for the Euros next time around. Of course, we'll talk about the tricolor Colombia. Great team, had a really bad start at the World Cup after the loss against Japan, but I think they've done well. They were really impressive today against Senegal. Annihilated Poland, you know, made sure that Poland had no chance going to game 3. So I think Colombia has been good. Yerry Mina has been good in defense. I think James has been fantastic. If in the first game they did miss James Rodriguez, so yeah, there's that. I think they played brilliant football against Poland, as I mentioned before. Radamel Falcao is, you know, the party has begun for Radamel Falcao, deserves all applause that he's been getting, all appreciation that he's been receiving, you know, World Cup debut this time around, so that's great. My analysis of group G is, I think, I did not expect Poland to crash out, but they have sort of expected Colombia to top the group, which they have, so there's that. Japan is a surprise, but I think Senegal deserved more. So that's my analysis of Group G.